Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Lamed Ches, four lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Zayin and Beis, we saw Machlekes and Mishnah between Tanakam and Reb Shimon Gamaliel, and we also saw Machlekes between Abai and Rava as to how to explain our Mishnah, and let us explain the Mishnah both according to Abai and Rava. And Abai explained that if Reuven owned an Eved Kanani who was captured by a non-Jew, and then Shimon redeemed the Eved Kanani before Reuven was Miayish, so the Tanakam holds that if Shimon intended to redeem the Eved to continue his Shibud, then he would go back to the original Odin, while if his intent was to free him, that even though Reuven wasn't Miyayish, the Eved would still go free, as there was no mitzvah to redeem an Eved Kanani, and if he would have to go back to the original Odin, then there was no incentive for Shimon to redeem the Eved, and the Chavim didn't want the Eved Kanani, who was chayv in mitzvahs, to have to remain an Eved to a guy, while Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that there is a mitzvah to redeem an Eved, and therefore, since the original Odin was not Miyayish, so when Shimon redeems the Eved, he would have to go back to work for the original Odin. And Rav explained that the Mishnah is discussing a scenario where Reuven was Miyayish, and that's why if Shimon redeems the Eved would now be an Eved to Shimon since Reuven was Miyayish, and if Shimon redeemed the Eved to set him free, so the Eved would be Yisrael Chiris since Reuven was Miyayish, while Shimon Galil holds that even if Shimon redeemed the Eved to set him free, the Eved would go back to the original Odin based on the Svar of Chizkiah, Shleyeh Kol Echav Echad Hoylech Umapel Atzma Legaisis Umafkiah Atzma Miyad Rabbi. And our Gemara continues, and according to Rav, who explained on Mishnah that we're talking about a case where Reuven was already Miyayish, and Levita Tanakamo, that since Shimon, when redeeming the Eved, he had kavanah that he wanted the Eved to still serve as an Eved, and since Reuven was Miyayish, therefore Shimon would now keep this Eved. And the Gemara is that since Reuven was already Miyayish, therefore Reuven cannot be makna this Eved to Shimon. And Rabbi Sheni, man Konilei, who was Shimon koinah this Eved from? And the Gemara answers, Mishavoy, that Shimon is koinah the Eved from his captives. And the Gemara is, Shavoy Gufei mi Konilei, how could it be that Shimon would be koinah the Eved from his captives if L'chira, they weren't koinah him either, as it's mashmur that Shimon is actually koinah the Eved, and he has a kinyan guf in the Eved, and the goy can't be koinah an Eved as a kinyan guf, and therefore how is it possible that the goy could be makna in the Eved to Shimon? And the Gemara answers in that in chenami that a goy does have a kinyan in the Eved, as koinah the ma'isi yadav, the goy was koinah the Eved for his ma'isi yadayim, and as Rashi explains, be saw koinah miyadav the ma'isi yadav bekaspar, and therefore Shimon has an ability to be koinah the Eved for his ma'isi yadayim as well by giving kesef to the guy, and once Shimon owns the Eved for his Ma'isi Yadayim, then he could put him into a mikvah, and once he's Toivel the Eved Kanani, he would now also have a Kinyan Guf in the Eved Kanani. And Rashi points out that even though this Eved Kanani was already Molen Tovel by the Rabbi Rishon and by Reuven, however, since Reuven was Miyayish, therefore the captives could be Koino the Eved B'negei Ma'isi Yadav. And Rashi says that Filu Yisrael Nami Mikri Leil Evichav L'Ma'isi Yadav, as a guy has the ability to even acquire a full fledged Jew for his Ma'isi Yadayim, when he Yisrael Nafik Bnei B'Yovel, and even though the din is that if a guy acquires Yisrael, that the Yisrael would go out from a guy by Yovel, Avol Eved Mishtabel Olam, but if a guy buys another guy as his Eved, then that Eved would serve the guy forever. And the Gemara continues, that how do we know that a guy could acquire an Eved Kanani for Ma'isi Yadav? The Amr Yish Lakish, as Yish Lakish taught us, Minay Lo Eved Chavim Shekonis Eved Chavim Ma'isi Yadav, that how do we know that Eved Chavim can acquire another guy for his Ma'isi Yadayim? And Rashi explains that since the pasuk prior to this in Pashas Bahar states va'vodcha va'moscha ashiyu lach me'isagoyim asher sviv v'seichem mehem tiknu eved v'amo, and therefore this pasuk just had to say v'gam bnei atoshavim agorim emochem, and why does the pasuk continue and say mehem tiknu? And therefore we learn atem koinu mehem that the din is that Yisrael could acquire a goy, and when Yisrael acquires a goy, he has a kinyan haguf and a kinyan mamon, and we continue on daflam chesam alaf v'loihim koinu mehem. However, a goy cannot acquire the guf of Yisrael, and potentially a goy cannot acquire a full-fledged Yisrael for a kinyan mamon either. And Rish Lakish continues, v'lo yehim kinyan zeh mizeh, and a goy can't acquire another goy. Yochel lo yiknu zeh zeh. And the Brisa continues, you may think that a goy cannot acquire another goy. And the Gemara continues and asks a question on Rish Lakish, and how could Rish Lakish say yochel lo yiknu zeh zeh, which is mashman that a goy could acquire another goy? Ha'amrit, we just said v'lo yehim kinyan zeh mizeh, that a goy cannot acquire another goy. And the Gemara explains, Hachikam, this is what Reish Lakish means to say, that certainly a guy cannot acquire another guy, and he can't have a kinyan guf in another guy. And you would think that a guy cannot acquire another guy, even if it's only for his ma'isi yadayim. Amr kavachayma, on that we have a kavachayma. And the kavachayma is that if a kachavim Yisrael koina, that certainly if a kachavim can acquire Yisrael, at least la ma'isi yadav. And as Rashi says, Shenem, as the pasuk says in Bahar, v'chisasi gager, oy le'ekim Mishpachas Ger, and we see clearly that a goy can buy and can acquire some rights to Yisrael, and therefore, Ovechavim, like Koshkein, certainly Ovechavim should be able to acquire an Ovechavim, at least Lemaisi Yadav, and even though an Ovechavim cannot acquire a Kinya Guf in another Ovechavim, however, he can acquire an Ovechavim for Maisi Yadayim, and therefore, Rav holds that once Shimon redeems the Eved Kanani from his captive, so since Reuven was already Miyayish, so Shimon can be koina the Eved from his captive for his Maisi Yadayim, and then when Shimon is Toivel the Eved, then Shimon will own the Eved for his Guf as well, and he'll have a Kinya Guf. And the Gemara now asks, that Hani Milu Bekaspa, maybe the only time that we would say that an Eved Chavim could buy another Eved Chavim is only through a Kinya of Kesef, Abba Chazaka Loi, but if he wants to make a Kinya Chazaka, then he would not be able to be koina the Eved Kanani. And Rashi explains that the Gemara's question is that L'chaira over here, we're not talking about a guy who bought another guy, we're talking about a guy who captured another guy. And Bishlema, if a guy actually purchased another guy, so then we see there's a Kinyan Kesef, and therefore he could buy this guy, at least L'maisi Yadav. However, over here, since he actually received this based on the fact that Reuven actually was Miyayish, but L'maisa, where is the Kinyan? And the only Kinyan that L'chaira should be applicable is because the guy does an act of a Kinyan Chazaka. And as Rashi says, that's Chazaka Shal Abdus, the Habisha Hanilai, Hanachitzel Rabbi, like we learned in the Ishinikness, and even though by Yisrael we know that Yisrael could be koina Eved Chavim based on Kesef or Shtar Chazaka, that's because we know Eved Chavim is Hukish L'Kakos, and Yisrael could be koina Kaka through a Kinyan Chazaka. However, since there's no Kinyan of Chazaka for a guy, and the only way that a guy could be koina anything is only through a Kinyan of Kesef, so L'Chaira, how could it be that the guy will be koina this Eved, even though he captured him, if he doesn't have any Kinyan, and there's no Kinyan Kesef over here? The Gemara answers, Amra Papra, Papa explains, Amon Umayiv Tira B'Sichon, that just like we find that there was an Issa for Klai Yisrael to go and capture the lands of Ammon and Moab, but once Sichon waged war with Ammon and Moab, so it was as if the lands of Ammon and Moab were now purified, and now Klai Yisrael could go and wage war and take over the lands of Ammon and Moab. And L'chaira over there, the Kinyan that Sichon had in the lands of Ammon and Moab was not through Kesef, as they did so by force, and therefore it must be that they actually acquired it through a Kinyan Chazaka, and therefore we see that a guy can acquire a guy's lands even through Chazaka, and therefore a guy could acquire another guy through a Kinyan of Chazaka as well. And as Rashi says, Vahaya Eved Nami and Argamar as well, this Eved Kanani came into Afkari Yisrael by Yish, since Yisrael was Mafkad Eved Kanani by Yish, Kanile Eved Chavim Chazaka, so even though Eved Chavim did not have a Kinyan Kesef, however, the guy could acquire this Eved Kanani through a Kinyan of Chazaka. And we just explained both the question and the teretz of the Gemara based on Rashi, that holds that the Gemara's question is based on the standard of Kinyan Chazaka of no God of parts. However, I didn't taste the Maschal of Chazaka Loi, El Tzorach Lefarish, to Hachab Chazaka Shal Kibush Mechomari, that over here the Gemara is talking about an entire different type of Chazaka, and the Gemara is saying that how do we know that if a guy takes something by force, for example, they took the lands of Amon and Moab by force, or where a guy captures an Eved Kanani, that the din is that he would acquire that Eved through a new type of Kinyan called Chazaka Shal Kibush Mechomar. And the Gemara continues, Eshchan Ayvichavim Ayvichavim, we see from this pasuk that Sichon was able to acquire the lands of Amon and Moab through the Chazaka, either like Rashi said, through actual Chazaka, or like Tosafot says, through a Kinyan of Chazaka by force. The Gemara is, Eved Chavim Yisrael Menon, we still don't see that a guy could acquire another Yisrael, or at least an Eved Kanani, which is a partial Yisrael, by force. And as Rashi says, Kagoyin Eved Zed, the Shaykh B'Mitzvahs, for example, this Eved Kanani that is already Shaykh B'Mitzvahs, how do we know that a guy could acquire him through the Kinyan of Chazaka, or by doing so by force? And the Gemara answers, the Chsiv, as we have a pasuk in Pashas Chukas that states, Vayish B'Menu Shavi, that the Goyim actually captured Jewish captives, and we see that they actually acquired them through captivity, and we see there's a Kinyan Chazaka, and there's a Kinyan that's possible that a guy could be Koina or Yisrael through the Chazaka of Kibush Mochama according to Rabbeinu Chananel, or a Kinyan Chazaka according to Rashi. And Taizen Diva Maschel the Chsiv, Vayish B'Menu Shavi, Eyes Fim Taima, Lomli Hashta Hoda Amin Ramayev, Tiyu B'Sichayim, Hashta Yuchav Yisrael Kani, Yuchav 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 Koshkein, that L'Chayr, since we have the Pasuk that teaches us that Yuchav can even acquire Yisrael, then certainly an Yuchav could acquire an Yuchav. And Taizen says, V'yishlema, V'yish B'Menu Shavi, Lo'yav Yafinu Minei Shum Kinyin, that from this Pasuk, if not for the fact that we already have a Pasuk that teaches us that there's a possibility of a Kinyin for a Goy to acquire a Goy, then we would just teach this Pasuk that they just captured Yisraelim, but they actually did not acquire them. However, now that we saw in the Pasuk that a Goy has the ability to capture and to actually acquire another Goy, so therefore when the Pasuk says, V'yish B'Menu Shavi, we also say that it must be telling us that a Goy has the possibility of acquiring Yisrael, but from the Pasuk V'yish B'Menu Shavi, we would think that actually the Goy could acquire a Jew and could acquire it as a Kinyan Guf. And therefore the Pasuk by Amon Amayu teaches us that all they have is a Kinyan Mammon and they don't have a Kinyan Guf. And before we continue, let's point point out that even though B'negei Yisrael, we understand that when an Eved Kanani has a Shibud Aguf, that means that the Eved Kanani is considered like Yisrael, and he has a mitzvah's kenoshim, and he also has certain restrictions as far as who he can marry, etc. However, what does it mean that you have a Shibud Aguf when you're dealing with a Goy? So Rashi at the top of the Amud states, L'gufay she'yitzarchi menu get. And since a Goy does not have a Shibud Aguf in an Eved or in a Goy, therefore you don't require a get shechra, or you mivich menu. And another nafkamina would be that if this Eved Kanani runs away from the Goy, be a skyer, and he becomes a ger, then immediately he'd be mutter to marry a Bas Yisrael, she'en gufa konel chaveri, as he never had a kinyan guf to the Akum, and therefore at this point he's completely free, even without having received the Shtah Shechra. And the Gemara continues, Rav Shalom ba Abba, Rav Yechon, Rav Shalom ba Abba says the name Rav Yechon, Eved Shebarach Beis Asurim, Yastu Lecheris, if an Eved Kanani who was owned by a Jew, and it was a Shibud Aguf, and he runs away from a prison of an Akum, then he would go out free, and he would no longer have to work for his original Adon, v'lo'oyed al shekaifis rabbe, because like get Shechra. At this point, we would force the master to actually write a get Shechra for this Eved, and at this point, he won't have a kinyan guf either, and as Rashi says, latir Bas Yisrael, and now the Eved Kanani will be mutter to marry Bas Yisrael. Now, of course, this member of Rabbi Yechon is going against the shita that we saw in the Mishnah of Rav Shimon Gamliel, as Rav Shimon Gamliel taught us that if a guy captures an Eved Kanani that was owned by Yisrael, and then Shimon comes and redeems that Eved Kanani, in all cases, the din is that the Eved Kanani goes back to the original master, and even if Shimon had intent to set this Eved free. And the Gemara now asks a steer to Rabbi Yechon. Now we learned in our Mishnah, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Ben Kachu Yishtabed, that no matter if the intent of Shimon was to set this Eved free or to keep him as a slave, then the din is that the Eved still has to work for his first master. From Rabbi Bachana, Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Bachana said the name Rabbi Yechon as a general rule that Kol Mokim Shishadon Rav Shimon Gamliel Mishnah Seinu, that any time we find Rav Shimon Gamliel in our Mishnah, Halacha Kameisa, the Halacha follows Rav Shimon Gamliel, Chutz Me Ariv Vitzid of Raya Chreina, aside for three cases. One is Ariv, which is in Babasu and Kufi Ayin Gimel. One is Tzidain, which is referring to a case in Masechtas Gittin on Daf Ayin Dalad, and Raya Chreina is referring to the second case of Raya, which is brought in Masechtas Sanhedrin on Daf Lamed Aleph. And in any case, Rabbi Yechon paskins like Rav Shimon Gamliel in all of the Mishnayos, and our Mishnah, Rabbi Yechon would pask like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and therefore the Gemara continues, Bishlam Labaya Mukil Halai Lufnei Yish Vahai Lachi Yish. According to Abaya, we could explain that there's no steer between Rabbi Yechon, as our Mishnah is specifically talking about a case where Reuben was not yet Miyayish, and that's why the din was that he would still be Meshubad to first Adin. However, Rabbi Yechon is referring to a case where Reuben was already Miyayish, and that's why once his Eved runs away, he would be Yotzei L'Chiris, and that would not be a steer to Rabbi Yechon. However, El Rabba, according to Rabba, the Amal Achi Yish, that says that Rav Shimon Gamliel was talking about a case where Reuben was already Miyayish, then Kashi Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yechon. And certainly it's a steer between the words Rabbi Yechon, as if in our Mishnah where it's after Yish, still Rav Shimon Gamliel says that in all cases the din is that he has to go back and work for his original master, and certainly in a case where Reuben was not Miyayish, that definitely the Eved has to go back and work for his original master, and therefore there's no way to explain the din of Rabbi Yechon where he said that Eved Shebarach Mibes Asurim, that is Yatzel Lecheris. And the Gemara explains, Omel Chorav, Rav will respond, Taim and Mayim, Mishum Nechiskiya, that what is the reason that Rav Shimon Gamliel says that even though Reuben was Miyayish, that the Eved still has to go back and work for his original master, as that was based on Chiskiya, and it was based on Xerah, Shleihe Kalechav Echad, Hoylechum Mapla Atzman Legaisis, Mafkiya Atzman Biad Rabbi, so other Avodah will not learn from him and will not try to get captured in order for someone to come and redeem them, and that way they'll either have a new Adon or they'll be able to go out free. Therefore, Rav says that even though that's true in a case where the Eved was actually captured and someone came and redeemed him, however, Bereich Shaini, Rabbi Yechon was talking about a case where this Eved was not redeemed, but instead he actually ran away from captivity, and Hashtal Talim Mustanafshi, in this case, the Eved can go free, as since this Eved actually put his life in danger as he ran away from his captors and he realized that he could be killed by running away, and this will not cause other Avadim to try to go and be captured, as I pull the apple nafshi l'kaisis. Do you think that other Avadim will learn from this and want to go run away and be captured, and then they'll have to put their lives in danger in order to get out? The only time that we have that svara is only when someone will see that this Eved was actually redeemed and he didn't have to put his life in danger, and then they'll learn from that and they'll think that they could do so and be freed as well. And Rabbi Yechon b'chadash to us that even Rabbi Shimon Galil would agree that in the case where it was the Eved Shebarach Mibes Asurim, that the svara of Chizkiya doesn't apply in that case, and therefore the din is that he'd be Yatzel Lecheris. And the Gemara continues and begins with the first of three stories. Amsa de Mashmuel Shtaboy, the Shifcha Knanis of Shmuel was captured. Pakul Lashum Amosa Veshadrule. Other Jews redeemed this Shifcha and they returned her to Shmuel. Shalchulei, and they sent to Shmuel an anchor of Shimon Gamliel Sfilon. We hold like Abaye explained our Mishnah, and we hold like the Shita of Shimon Gamliel. Since there's a mitzvah to redeem the Eved, so therefore we're returning her to you as as Mimonashach, you own the Shivcha as you were in Miyayish, and at Inami Karbonis Vilcha, and even if you will hold like the Shita Rabbanon, and if we will Pirikar in order to let her go out free, then the Rabbanon would hold that she would have to go out free, and now Lashima Masa Pakidin La Nale, you should know that actually we had Karbona when we redeemed her, that she should remain a Shivcha, and therefore you have full rights to keep the Shivcha Knanis. And the Gemara continues to explain, Inu Sava, and the people that redeemed her, they thought, Lefnei Yishava, that Shmuel was not Miyayish yet, but the Gemara explains, V'loyi, that wasn't true, as La'achi Yishava, that Shmuel was already Miyayish, and a Shmuel Leimi Bayish Tabud Leimi Shtabba, and therefore Shmuel, not only was he not Mishabit her, Al-Gitta Dechrusa Nami Le'atzcha, and he didn't even require that she should receive a Get Shichra. And Tais points out, Ka Bayis Virulei, that once again we see that Shmuel held like a Bayah, and therefore since it was already Yish, and we don't have the Svar of Chizkiya, therefore the Shifra Knanis is considered that she went out free, and there's no requirement to have a Get Shichra. However, according to Rava, Kim Dami Yishtabit, but even Get Shichra, according to Rava, will hold that based on the Svar of Chizkiya, that the Shifra Knanis would still belong to the original Adon, and she would still be a Shifra Knanis, so then certainly Shmuel would require her to receive a Get Shichra. And Lamaisa, keep in mind that even though there was a Machlekes between Abaya and Rava as to what Pshat is in our Mishnah, and over here it seems that we're passing like Abaya, and generally we say that the only time we pass like Abaya is by Yalke Gam, and this is not one of those cases. However, over here, Abaya and Rava not being Chilek on a question that came up between themselves, and just a question as to what the Pshat is in our Mishnah, and this cloud doesn't apply in such a scenario. And the Gemara continues that Shmuel that said that this woman doesn't need a Shtar Shichra, Shmuel Tamei, he's going according to his Shita, the Amish Shmuel, that Shmuel says, Hamafka Avda Yosel Chiris, that once someone is Mafka his Eved, then the Eved already goes out free, and he doesn't have to work for his master, Vein Tzarek Get Shichra, and since he goes out free, and there's no Kinyan Mamon, therefore, there's no requirement for Get Shichra either. As the Pasuk B'Negeah Karim Pesach in Parshas Bo states, V'chol Avdish Miknas Kesef Umalta Oisei Oz Yechabai, that the only time that Yisrael could eat a Karim Pesach is if his Eved Knani had Mila. And the Gemara is, Eved Ish Lei Eved Isha, would you say that the Torah is telling us that the only time that there's a requirement for this Eved to have Mila is only if he's owned by a man, but not if the Eved Knani is owned by a woman, and a woman would still be able to eat Karim Pesach even though an Eved did not have Mila? Of course, that can't be Pshat. Ela Eved Sheish L'Rishus Rabbi Lov Kari Eved, that the only time that a person is considered an Eved Knani is only when his master has dominion over him and he's an Eved that's owned by an Ish. However, Sheish L'Rishus Rabbi Lov in Kari Eved. However, once an Eved doesn't have the dominion of his master on him and his master cannot be Meshabit him, then the Eved is no longer considered Eved, and at that point there is no longer requirement to receive a Get Shichra. And Taisus who points out that even according to Shmuel that says Hamafka Avdo Yatzel Chiris Ve'in Tzarek Get Shichra, that's only because he was Mafkim, as Taisus says Av Hefka Shem Salak Rishusay Me'alav Mahana L'Shmuel Afil Blay Shtar, and therefore you don't need a Shtar Shichra. However, in a normal scenario where the Adon wants to release the Eved Knani by saying to him a Lashon of Harei Al Ha'atzmcha, which is a Lashon of Kidlin or Lashon Mechila, then certainly you need a Shtar, and even Shmuel agrees that you would need a Get Shichra. And the Gemara continues with the second story, Amsud Rab Abba Bazutra Shtaboy, the Shifra Knanis of Rab Abba Bazutra was captured by Goyim, Parka Hu Tamadoy Lushemissa, and another guy from Tamadoy redeemed her in order to marry her, Shalchu Leilu Dedei, and the Jews sent a message to Rab Abba Bazutra, Iyeis Abdus, if you want to do the right thing, Shabla Gitach Lichrusa, you should send her a Shtar Shichra, and in some way this will be beneficial to this woman. And the Gemara says, Hechi Dami, what is the case that we're referring to? Eden Matsu Parki Law, if it's a case where Klai Yisrael could have redeemed this woman for a reasonable amount of money, so Lomali Gita Dechusa, why do we need to Get Shichra if Lemaisa Rabba Abba could still have her as his Shifra, as he could go and redeem her, and she would still have to be his Shifra Knanis? Idle Matsu Parki Law, and if they can't redeem her for a reasonable amount of money, Kishadla Gita Dechusa Mayhave, what will happen if they'll send her a Shta Shichra if Lemaisa she's still going to be owned by this guy and be married to the guy? And the Gemara answers, Loilun Matsu Parki Law, that really they were able to redeem her for a reasonable price. However, they did not hold like the Shita of Shimon Gamliel that there's a mitzvah to be paid on Eved Knani or Shifcha Knanis, and therefore they weren't motivated to go and be paid to her. However, the Kivin Mashad Lagita the Chusa, but once Rab Abba would send her a Get Chiris and would send her a Shah Shichra, so they knew that she would go out free, then Chaburi Mikbri Adadi Upakri Law, then Klai Yisrael would get together and they'd raise the money in order to go and redeem her, as at that point they would feel there's a benefit, as once we redeem her, she will go out the Chiris and she will be a full fledged Jew. The Gemara continues, but same way I could tell you, that really they weren't able to redeem her, but they felt once we'll send the Shah Shichra, Misazel Ba'ape Umifrikla, then the girl will no longer want to be married to her, as Rashi says, as they will reveal to everyone that Lemaisa, she was a Shifcha that belonged to Yisrael, and therefore he'll lower his price and allow Klai Yisrael to come and redeem her, and this was the plan in order to actually be able to redeem her from this guy. And the Gemara asked, that how can you say that he's sending a shtar shichra, and now that guy will know that she actually was a shichra kananis that belonged to Yisrael, and he will actually no longer like her and actually will send her away. But we learned that a guy would rather be mezana with a behemoth of Yisrael than their own wives, and look over here, the shifra kananis belonged to Yisrael, and certainly that would actually make it more chav of him. And the Gemara answers, that even though a guy made love to have a relationship with a behemoth of Yisrael, that's only when it's not public, but once it's publicized, zilabu misa, certainly that's a bizayin for him, and therefore he would allow her to be redeemed, and he will make the price much lower. And the Gemara continues with the third story. There was a shifra kananis that was in Pumbedisa that the people in the town were actually being mezana with her, and she was hefka. Abaya says, he loved Rabbi Huda Mishmuel, come shachra avda. It would say, if not for the fact Rabbi Huda said the name of Shmuel, that anyone that gives a get shachra to his ebed, that he's considered, he was oyubasei, have a kafidale lemura, the kosla gita de chusa, that would force the owner to write her a get shachra, and this way she'll be able to go out free, and she'll be able to marry Yisrael, and her husband will protect her. And the Gemara continues, Ravina Amar, Ravina says, ki ha maid Rabbi Huda mishum milsi visura, that certainly in this case, even Rabbi Huda would agree that the master should be forced to give a get shechra, as even though there's generally an issa free an eved kanani or to free a shifcha kananis based on the pasuk lo ilum behem tavaydu, however, in order to protect that the yisurim are not being done, then you could be oiva on this issa say. And of course, keep in mind that you have to look back at Taisus in Masechta Shabbos and Daf Dalid benegated din of chatei b'shvil sheyiska chaverecha. And the Gemara continues, v'abaya mishum yisur loy, do you say abaya holds that you couldn't force him to give a get shechra even though there was an issa being performed? But everyone agrees to this concept, as Rabbanina Bar Katina said in the name of Yitzchok, there was a story by a woman who either her master freed half of her, or she was an eved of two shufim, and one of the shufim freed her, and one of the shufim did not free her, and therefore she was a chetzi shifcha and chetzi baschorin. Even though a woman doesn't have a mitzvah or pruvu, however, lemaisa she was hefka l'rabim, and we continue on that flab and chesam beis v'kafas rabba basar baschorin, and they forced her master to give her a get shichra in order that she should be able to go free, in order that she should be able to marry a regular Yisrael, as Rashi says, "V'kafas Rabba mepnei shelo yisuruya loy le'eved v'loy leben chayin." And Ayin and Mashal discusses that why does the Gemara say that she had no way to get married if l'chayin she would have an itzo, as she could marry an eved ivri, as an eved ivri could marry a shifcha kananis, and an eved ivri could marry Yisraelis. And the Gemara continues, "V'amar Nachma Yitzchak," and Nachma Yitzchak explained, "Minug hefka noguba," and Rashi explains, as being discussed, "Lab mishum de isa mifka da peri v'rivya el mitech shelo yisuruya loy yisum yuchadus ish." And therefore, why did Abaya say that we won't force the master because it'll be over on Asay, if we should force the master because otherwise they're going to be noig with her midig hefka? And the Gemara answers, Hachi Ashra, you can't bring your wife in a case of a Nachma Yitzchak by a chetze eved v'chetze bas chayrin, as hasam loyla eved chazi v'loyla ben chayrin chazi. Over there was no possibility for her to get married. She couldn't marry an eved knani, and she couldn't marry ben chayrin. However, Hacha, efshir miach l'avdei umintala, over here there's no requirement to give her a get shichra in order that she could marry Yisrael, and this way she'll be protected, as over here the Odin could marry her off to an Eved, and that would also protect her. Therefore, Abaye felt that there was no het to be over on the Issa say of the Oilum Behem Tavaydu. And the Gemara continues, Gufa, we just learned, Amar Yudim and Shmuel, that Shmuel stated, Kol HaMashachar Abda Oyu Basay, that anyone that gives an Eved get Shikra, he'll be over on Asay. Shinem, as the Pasuk says, Oilum Behem Tavaydu. And the Gemara asks, Meisvei, Al Yisio Kash from Abraiso, the Meisib Rabbe Lezer, Shinichlis Beis HaKnesses. There was a story that Rabbe Lezer went into Beis HaKnesses, Floy Motza Asara, and he didn't find 10 people for a minion, Vishikra Abdai, and he set his Eved free, Vishlim al Asara, and this way he was able to have a minion. And Lachira, how could he do so if he was over on the Issa of Lailam Bad Tavaydu? And the Gemara answers, Mitzvah Shiny, that over here he was doing a mitzvah, and therefore the mitzvah minion was able to override the mitzvah of Lailam Bad Tavaydu. This Gemara is also brought in Masechtas Brachas and Daf Mem Zayin Rabbeis, and over there the Gemara actually asks that Lachira, even though it is a mitzvah, but a Maisa, this mitzvah would be a mitzvah Baba Veira. And the Gemara answers, that's a mitzvah to Rabbim, and as Rashi says, that even though the mitzvah of having a minion is only a drabbanon, however, shayisaretz rabim idei chavasim v'amiris kedusha nechshavas l'mitzvah derabim. And the Mashar explains that although we generally say that ma'ilmo dahayasei mihayasei, and even though generally, although we say asei deichalaisi say, but asei cannot be deich another asei, however, since it's asei derabim, therefore it could be deich asei of lo'ilum b'tabaydu. And some explain that although it's a mitzvah drabbanon, however, l'maisa, the issa of lo'ilum b'tabaydu is only when you're doing so to benefit the eved. Over here, where you're doing so to benefit yourself, then that issa doesn't apply. And the Gemara continues and asks a question, that why did the Gemara just say that the only way to explain the Maisa Rabbeleza is based on the fact that it was a mitzvah to Rabbim, as maybe there's another way to explain the words of Rabbi Elazar, as Tanu Rabbanan Lo Ilum Ben Tavaydu Rishus to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says when the pasuk teaches us Lo Ilum Ben Tavaydu, the pasuk is not coming to teach us that this is an issa say that you must work with the Zevek Kanani, and once he works for you, you can't free him. But the Torah is mechadish to us that even though the Torah tells us but the Gedus Shiva Umais Leisichay Kol Neshama, and you have to make sure to kill all Kananim. So you may think that by Bnei Toshavim that the din is that you can't actually keep them as avadim, and they would also have to be killed. And therefore, the Torah says Lo Ilum Ben Tavaydu, and it's coming to be matter to us Echo Mishar Umais Habal Kananis Shehi Meshuva Umais, that even though the mother was Meshuva Umais V'Hoyle Ben Shatav Shoyle Knais of Eved, that you could still go and acquire him as an Eved, but there was no Isasei to keep this Eved forever. And the Brisa continues, Rabbi Kiva Imer Chayva, and Rabbi Kiva says the Pasuk Lo Ilum Tavaydu is coming to teach us that Zechayv to keep this Eved and have him work forever, and his Isasei to free the Eved. And therefore, the Gemara asks, V'dilma Rabbi Lezer Savalah Kaman Abba Rishos, that how do you know Rabbi Lezer holds that by mitzvah to Rabbim, you're allowed to free an Eved, but otherwise you can't free the Eved? Maybe Rabbi Lezer holds like Rabbi Shmuel that there is no Isasei to free an Eved, and that's why he freed his Eved Knani in order to form a minion. And of course, even though this would only be according to Shita Rabbi Shmuel, but this would actually be a major nafkamina that even according to Rabbi Kiva that holds that there is an assassin of Lo Ilum Ben Tavaydu, but how do we know that by mitzvah derabim you could actually free a slave? And maybe Rabbi Kiva would hold that you can't free a slave even when there's a mitzvah derabim. And the Gemara answers like Sakadaitach to Tanim Behedya, Rabbi Lezer Imi Chayva, that we know Rabbi Lezer holds like Rabbi Kiva, and therefore by the fact that he freed his slave in order to have a minion, therefore we see that mitzvah derabim shiny. And Ayin Rashi Diba Maskel V'dim Rabbi Lezer Savalah Kirabi Shmuel Umay Doichki L'Shnui La'El Mitzvah Shiny. And therefore you see the Rashi holds that the teretz of the Gemara of mitzvah shiny is actually a deichik and tzarech bia why Rashi had to say this. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rabba, Rabba states, behind tlas milu nachti balabatim and nechoseim, because of these three causes, balabatim would lose their nechosim and would become poor. The mafka v'dar l'chirusa, number one, because they let the avadim go out free, and they were even the issa of l'ilim ben tavaydu, who desire nechoseil b'shabta, and those that count their money on Shabbos. And Rashi explains, it doesn't mean mamish that they count their money, but should the same mistaklim b'shabbos lay the mayin tzrichin, that they go to their sadis on Shabbos in order to go and review what they need to do during the weekday, and therefore, of course, they're over the issa of them. And as we know, the lashon of istaklus is a very strong lashon, and Rashi seems to say that the only issa is to go and be mistakl on Shabbos and actually to really think very deeply into what you have to do during the weekday. And the Gemara continues, then the third cause is udakavayi sudasar b'shabta be'ida be'medrasha, if someone's kaveya their suda during the time that the people are learning the base medrash on Shabbos. And Rashi says, k'shachachem derish drasha surabim b'shabbos ve'inyoshu b'suda, and they schedule their suda during that time, and they should have made their suda earlier or to make it later. And regarding this third point, the Gemara says, this is similar to what Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba taught us in the Rabbi Bichron, there were two families in Yerushalayim, one made their suda on Shabbos during the time that the people were learning in shul, and one was conveyed the suda on Erev Shabbos, and both mishpachas were uprooted. And what is this last case of Achas Kavah Sudasa Erev Shabbos? So Rashi brings two pshatim. Number one, Belil Shabbos, that they made the Ikkah Suda on Friday night and not on Shabbos day, they ain't can't cover Shabbos, and that's not proper respect for Shabbos. The Kaimalon, Kvayd Yoyim, Kvaydim, Kvayd Laila, and one should give more cover to the Suda during the day than the Suda at night. The Heimim Miskavdim Bishvil Bittel Beis Medrash, and even though the Miskavin, in order to go to the Beis Medrash, this was still not valid, and rather they should have scheduled the daytime Suda during a time that was not during the Drasha, either beforehand or afterwards. And Rashi then says, Ve'ikrim Fashi Be'er Shabbos Mamish, and some say that it is talking about Erev Shabbos itself. And every single day, based on the Ashiris, they would go and eat a great Suda. And the feed this explanation, they are actually Ivan Issa because they went into Shabbos when they were full and they didn't have time for the Suda of Shabbos. And I'm not sure what Rashi says. And the Gemara continues, Rabba says the name of Rav, if someone's Maktish to Eved, then the Eved goes out free. And the Gemara asks, my timer, why is this? As Gufay Le Kaddish, it's impossible to be Maktish Eved to the base of Mikdash to go onto Mizbeach, as certainly a person can't go onto the Mizbeach. And Ludmei like Amar, he didn't say, I want to be Makdish my Eved in order to give his value to the base of Mikdash. And since he used the Lashon that he was Makdish his Eved, the Lehevi Am Kaddish Kamar, it must be that he meant to say that I want my Eved to become part of the Am Kaddish. And even though, even prior to going out and becoming a Ben Chayrin, he is also Chayiv and Mitzvahs like a woman, however, he's not part of the Am Kaddish, and therefore, the other was saying, I want him to go out free and therefore become a full fledged member of Klai Yisrael. And Rashi says, Gufay like Kaddish, and Roy Lilim is Bech, Lilim Beta Gabayas, and Ludmei Lekama, Hoy Lilim, if he wanted to say, I want to give his value to Besim Gush, says, Dumei Avdei Lai, he should have said that the value of my Eved is upon me. And Rashi says, the Levi am kadosh Yisrael gamo dechsebu ki am kadosh ata. And Rashi is then bothered. Why do we say that he didn't mean to give the value of the eved to the Beis Hamikdash? If we know that if Yisrael says I want to be makdish a behemah tmeya, that the din is that you have to give the value of the behemah to the Beis Hamikdash. And Rashi explains because b'negeya behemah tmeya, it's impossible to say that what he meant is am kadosh. However, b'negeya a person, since it's possible to taish that he meant to say I want him to be kadosh, I want him to become a part of Klai Yisrael, and I want him to become part of the am kadosh. So since that's the highest kedusha, so we say it must be that the person meant to say that he should actually go out free and he should become part of Klai Yisrael. However, b'negeya or behemah, since it's not possible to say that this behemah should become part of am kadosh, therefore it must be that he meant to say I want to give the value of the behemah to the Beis Hamikdash. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yisuf Amar Rav, and Rabbi Yisuf says the name of Rav Hamafkir Avda Yatz L'Chir. If someone's mafkir Avid, then he goes out free. And the Gemara explains, Mamdam Makdish, according to Rav, who says the name of Rav, that if you Makdish Avda Yatz L'Chir, so Koshke Mafka, serves if you Mafkir Avid, and Mamdam Mafka. However, according to Rabbi Yisuf, says the name of Rav Hamafka Avda Yatz L'Chir, I'm a Makdish Loi. However, if someone's Makdish to Avid, then he would not go out L'Chir, as the Dmei Kama, we would explain that he meant to say, I want to give the value of my Avid to the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara continues, Yubaylu, that it doesn't make a difference. We're talking about a Makdish Avda or Mafka Avda, and if we hold it, Yotzel Chiris, Tzarek Get Shichroi Loi Tzarek, do we say that they still require Get Shichro, or do they not require Get Shichro? So Tashma, the Gemara brings right, Amar Chiyah Ba'Oven, Amar Rav, where Rav Chiyah Ba'Oven said in the name of Rav, Echazeb Echazeb Yotzel Chiris. Now, first of all, Rav Chiyah Ba'Oven said that Rav said, like Rabba said, that a Makdish Avda is Yotzel Chiris, and a Mafka Avda is also Yotzel Chiris. And number two, with Tzarek Get Shichro, and in both these cases, if you Makdish Avda, you Mafka Avda, you still have to give the Eved a Get Shichro. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rabba, Rabba says, my Svina Shmeitzin, that even though I said the name of Rav, Hamakdish Avda Yotzel Chiris, but I will ask a kasha on our member as a Makdish Nechasim, Vayu Ben Avadim, there's a brisa that states that if someone's Makdish his Nechasim, and amongst his Nechasim, there were Avadim, Ein HaGizbar, Mishayim Lahitzil Lachiris, then the Gizbar cannot free the Eved by himself, Avon Meichon Yitzil Lachirim, but he could sell the Eved to another person, Vachirim Yitzil Lachiris, and then the person who acquires this Eved from Hegdish can't give him Mishtah Shichra, and it will go out Lachiris. But according to Tanakama, the Eved himself, even if he has money, because someone gave him a Tana, Amanasha Inu Rabbi Rishusboy, would not be able to be paid to himself. However, Rabbi argues in Tanakam, and he says, "Imani afhu noisin to me atzma v'yaitzei mepleishu kum meichulai." That even the eved could pay for his value to the Beis Hamikdash, and in this way he'll be able to be paid himself and go out free. Rabbi's question is, that how could we say that Makdish Avda is Yosel Chiris, and we don't say that the person was actually Makdish the value of the eved to the Beis Hamikdash? If over here we see that the Gizba actually owns this eved, and we don't say that this eved went out free, and therefore you still need a shtash shichra, either like Tanakam says from another person, or as Rabbi states that the Eved himself can acquire his own freedom. But Lamaisa, we see that the Eved doesn't go out free. The Gemara answers to Rabba, Masisa Kuramus led Rav, you're asking a kasha on Rav from a Brisa, Rav Tana Upolig. We know Rav has a din of a Tana, and therefore he has a right to be Chalik on his Brisa, and in Echanam he would argue both on Tanakama and on Rebbe, and he would hold that this Eved would actually be Yitzel Chiris. And it's important to point out that Rashi said beforehand that if someone's Makdish or Behemoth Meir, then the din is that you give the value to the Beis Hamikdash, and that's because we can't explain what he meant to say when he's Makdish the Behemoth Tmeya is that this behemoth should be part of the Am Kaddish, and therefore it must be that he meant to say that he wants to give the value to the Beis Hamikdash. So L'Chir over here in this Brisa, since Reuven said I'm being Makdish all my Nechasim, and it happened to be that Avodim were part of Nechasim, so certainly it makes sense that we should say that he meant to say I want to give the value of the Eved to the Beis Hamikdash. And why did the Gemara have to answer to Rav Tanu Upolig? The Gemara could just say that Rav would agree in this case that certainly he meant to say L'damim, and keep this question in mind, as once we finish with the next Tashma, we will have an answer for this question. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, Rabbi asks another question from another Braisa, as the Pasuk says, in Pashas B'chol Kaisai, B'negei the concept of Chirim, which is another way to be Makdish something to the Beis Hamikdash, and the Pasuk states, Akhol Chirim, Asher Yachrim Ish L'Hashem, Mikol HaShaloi, Me'odum U'mehimo, Misteach U'zasai, Lo Yimoch V'lo Yigol, Kol Chirim, Kredish Kadoshim U'l HaShem. And the Braisa teaches us, Me'odum, when the Pasuk teaches us that you can make Chirim from a person, Eilu Avodav Shibchoisav HaKananim, this refers to going and be Makdish you Avodim in Shivchasav Akananim, and they would actually become Hegdish. And therefore, the Gemara asks on Rabba that said the name of Rav Hamakdish Avda is Yotzel Lachiris, that why would it be that he would go out Lachiris if Lachiris should belong to the Beis Hamikdash? And the Gemara answers, Hakam Eskin and Da'am Ludami in a Chinami, in the case in the Torah when it says, Eilu Avodim Shivchasav Akananim, and you have an ability to be Machrim Yaved, that is referring to a case where Reuben specified and he said that I want to give the value of my Eved or my Shivcha to the Beis Hamikdash. However, in the case of Rav, where he just said Hamakdish Avda, then in that case, we say that the Lashon Kedusha is not referring to the value of the Eved, but it's referring to the fact that Reuven wants this Eved to become part of the Am Kadosh. And the Gemara continues, Ihachi, if it's true that we could answer that this Bryce is talking talking about where the person specified and said, I want to be makdish my eved for his value. So idich nami da amal dami. So why do we have to say the Rav Tana Upalig, if l'chayu we could say that that price is talking about a case where Reuven specified he wants to give the value of this eved to the Beis HaMikdash. And really this is similar to the question that we asked beforehand when we finished the last Tashma. And the Gemara answers, Yahachi ina gizbar mishayin lohitzin l'chayus. Now l'chayu, if that price is talking about a case where Reuven gave the eved to the Beis HaMikdash only for its value, and he wasn't makna the eved to the gizbar, and gizbar may have v'tayu, so why would the Mishnah mention anything about the gizbar not having a right to go and be mitzvah l'chayus? Certainly the gizbar doesn't have that right because he never acquired the eved at all, and he only had the right to get the value of the eved, as the Yisrael certainly never gave the actual eved to the Beis HaMikdash. And v'suin, another right is avam meichud eisel l'chayim, that says that gizbar will sell the eved to others v'achayim meitzin eisel l'chayus, and then that other person could give the eved a shtah shichra, and the eved will go out l'chayus. How could it be that Achim will actually own this Eved if the original owner still owns it and he never gave it over to the Beis HaMikdash? And therefore, in the first Teretz, it couldn't be that he actually said, I'm giving the value of my Eved to the Beis HaMikdash, and it must be that he actually said, I want to give the actual Eved to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why it was a Raya against Rav. And we had to say, Rav Tanu Upalig, Visu, and another Raya, which is similar to the first two Rayas, that Rebbe Oymer, Rebbe argued on Tanakami and said, Oymani, Afu Naisen Dmei Atzma V'yaitzim Pleishu Kamechulai, that at this point, the Eved himself could actually acquire his freedom, but and if Reuven only gave the Eved to the Beis HaMikdash for its value, Reuven never relinquished his rights to this Eved, and how could it be that the Eved will be able to purchase his freedom? And therefore, of course, we can't explain that the Brice is talking about a case where the person gave over the Eved for his value to the Beis HaMikdash, and it must be that he wanted to give over the Eved to the Beis HaMikdash itself. And we see over there that even if someone was Makdish Avdai to the Beis HaMikdash, he would not be Yitzel Chayris, and the Gizba would have a right to the actual Eved. And then the Mishnah has an argument as to what exactly the Gizba does with the Eved, and of course it has to be that Rav is arguing on the Mishnah, because Rav holds if someone is Makdish Avdai, then it's Yatzal Al-Khiris, and we will stop over here.